In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and became the Word alive. Today, His words are being shared by the radio ministry of Clinton and Sarah Utterbach, sponsored by the Redeeming Love Christian Center of Nanuet, New York. Join Clinton and Sarah Utterbach now on Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Keep looking at Jesus. And do what Jesus did, and it will turn your life around. And you will turn this world around.
Hello, I'm Sarah Utterbach.
Hello, I'm Clinton Utterbach.
We're going to be wrapping up today this message that we've been sharing all week long, Eligible to Serve Christ. And I do trust and believe that many of you, most of you, certainly are more aware of what it takes to qualify to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not just a decision that you make, and it certainly is not a decision that a family member makes for you, but there are definite qualifications, there are definite things that's expected of us and required of us in order to serve Him. And when we serve Him, we can understand and expect that the enemy is not going to be pleased with that, but what he's displeased with, God is thrilled with, and He's the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So we do qualify to be eligible to serve Him, especially when we please the Father.
I want you to turn over to 1 Peter, the second chapter, with me, and you will see how the Bible just supports itself throughout. The basic thing that's being discussed here that relates to us as human beings is respect and submission. Now, let me show you what I mean. Starting in 1 Peter, the second chapter, and the 13th verse, it says, and this is to everybody, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. With well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men. So what is it talking about right through here? Submission, right? Respect, honor. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Goes to another category. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle masters, but also to the froward. Or the, you know, you can add your own word there. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called. Now, you know you want to cross that out of the Bible. Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. God invented authority. God expects submission on the various levels that authority has been established in. For what purpose? To keep us straight. Because how many of you know without authority, there's anarchy? You know what anarchy is? Craziness. Everybody a law unto themselves. And God does not want disorder, because where disorder is, the gospel doesn't flow. When there's chaos, the gospel can't flow. When there's war and confusion, the gospel, the good news, cannot flow and arrest people's attention because they're too busy trying to protect their own selves from harm. So God is the one who, God, you might as well put it this way, God made the police department even if some of them don't act right. God made the governor if sometimes he makes wrong decisions. God made the mayor even sometimes he's a jerk. I'm telling you, true. Because without the New York City and the New York State here police department, you couldn't walk out here outside of this building. You might not even be able to stay in the building without somebody coming and trying to get you. So those things were put here for our protection, and so we would have a semblance of peace, because that's what God is looking for. All right?
Yeah, they violate it, but that doesn't change
that
the
doesn't
fact
change
that it's
the
ordered
fact that God established,
of God.
You know? And back there where it said, dwell with your companion with knowledge, in 1 Corinthians, the very first chapter, and this applies to both the women and the men in doing what those chapters that we've read so far have told us to do. It says in verse 30, speaking of Jesus, but of him are ye in Christ, but of God are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us. Notice what it says. Jesus is made unto us wisdom. Now, if we're supposed to live with somebody with knowledge, how many of you know that wisdom is just knowing how to use knowledge properly? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if Jesus has made unto us wisdom, we have the ability to know how to live in peace with our companions and everybody else. If we don't do it, it's because we don't want to, because the wisdom is there.
That's right.
All right? It also says that in Christ we already have righteousness. Well, what does righteousness mean? Righteous means being right in the sight of God. It's an instinct. When we got saved, the deposit of righteousness was placed into us. So anybody that says, I can't do this, or I don't know how, it's the biggest cop-out you ever made, because the righteousness was instilled in you. It was deposited in you, and all you have to do is go to the source, the Spirit, to know what is right.
And that same sanctification that Minister Marlene was talking about earlier.
Separate yourself.
Yeah, Jesus did it
right
for our sakes. Then we're supposed to do it because he's in us. So he brought within us, when he came to live on the inside of us, he brought that sanctification that he said to the Father, you know, I sanctify myself for their sakes. So sanctification came with the package.
So when he tells the women, let it not be the plaiting of the hair or outward adornment, you know, don't center on the plaiting of the hair, but it's the outward adornment. In other words, don't spend more time trying to make yourself look good than you spend in the presence of God. And he's saying here, don't say you can't do it, because the wisdom, the sense of what is right. Don't tell me you don't know that you shouldn't wear a skirt up to your armpits. You know? Don't tell me you don't know to do that.
When Paul was talking about modest attire, and he's talking about being silent, you know, while you're learning and all, he is basically saying, ladies, we're to be still and let the men assume their responsibility. But he is not saying if they don't assume their responsibility, we're supposed to let everything go to pot.
No.
Somebody has to do it. But he's saying don't take the initiative. Don't rob the man of the respect of giving him the opportunity to be what God has called him to be, and that is the first one to do something. But if he hasn't learned, doesn't want to learn, doesn't act like he's going to get it together, somebody has to do it. You keep praying for him. But it's a whole lot easier, gentlemen who are listening to this tape, to know that we women don't want the lead as much as you think we do. We don't want it. We just want to know where you are in the role of leader.
Now, I have a question.
Yes, dear.
That statement that you just made, do you believe that is true of women in the world? That they don't want the lead.
No, they don't even want the lead. It's a God-given instinct that it's the man's rightful role. The women in the world, because all of us have a residue of God in us,
okay,
they really The reason that those women are in the street doing what they're doing is because they have not seen enough godly men leading them in such a way or treating them in such a way.
I asked the question because I really didn't know, because they're pushing so hard for women's rights and all these kind of things, you know, and it's hard looking at their actions to really know what it is they truly want.
Well, the reason that the women want, quote, their rights is because they have not come across men who know how to treat them like God intended for all women to be treated. And I guarantee you those streetwalkers, those women out there who are selling their bodies and doing all kinds of things, I dare some guy come along and treat them like a queen instead of a concubine or two-bit, you know, whatever they are. I guarantee you they'll change. What did your father tell you about the best kind of wife in the world to come up with?
My father told me when I was young, son, you're better off marrying somebody that was a prostitute than somebody that never had any experience. He said, because no man can come along and turn a prostitute's head. She's seen everything, done everything, and just about has established in her life where she wants to go. She says, he says, some little fine little thing, never been anywhere. The first person that comes along with four quarters more than you, she could run off with him.
Now, Dad wasn't totally accurate, but you got the general idea.
This is the man that was so saved, he didn't want me to go to the movies when I was young. So my eyes got real big. I said, I'll take it into consideration.
We feel honored that God has granted us the privilege of bringing you today's message. Our commitment to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ deepens daily.
Listen to Jesus is heard on five of the earth's seven continents, but there is still more land to be possessed for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave the directive to go into all the world and make disciples of men. We were motivated to do just that through the Listen to Jesus broadcasts.
If you're interested in a cassette copy of this week's broadcast, send in $6, making your checks and money orders payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center.
If you live in the United States, you may also use your Visa or MasterCard by calling our toll-free number at 888-490-RLCC. That's 888-490-RLCC. If you have access to the internet, you may listen to the broadcast at any time on www.redeeminglovecc.org. That's www.redeeminglovecc.org.
And if the teaching you hear on this program is having a positive effect on your life, you have an opportunity and a spiritual responsibility to join us as co-laborers by becoming a regular contributor.
When you give, God blesses you with a financial return according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mail all of your correspondence and make your financial contributions payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. Once again, that's Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. And remember to include the call letters of this station when you write. Until next time, this is Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're reminding you, God is alive and well,
and His word will work for you.